Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRK LP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, hanging out in the studio tonight with Strawberry Moon. Thank you all so much for coming all the way from Richmond to play some music and hang out. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Happy to be here.
So y'all have had kind of a busy start to the year. Got some fun things going on. Mm-hmm. Before we get into some of the new exciting stuff that you got going on, do you mind going around just introducing yourself, letting us know what you play and what music you like?
Yeah, I'm Katie. I sing in Strawberry Moon. Some of my favorite bands are Courtney Barnett, Screaming Females, and Sheer Mag.
Nice.
I'm Gray. I play bass. I love Bruce Springsteen, Curtis Mayfield, D'Angelo, all over the place.
My name is TJ. I play drums. I listen to a lot of hardcore, and I like rock and roll a la Thin Lizzy, the First Kiss record, stuff like that.
And my name is Liam. I play guitar, just a lot of stuff all over the place. I just saw Lauryn Hill on Friday, so that's the biggest one I got going for me right now.
Nice. Well, very eclectic mix of individuals playing some music. Really dig all of the influences. And earlier this year, y'all had played at Mac Rock. How was that experience for you?
It was really fun. We love Mac Rock. I played there by myself when I was in a solo act in 2017. And so it was really great to go back with the boys. And we had like a little bit of a bigger showcase and met some great bands, and there's a lot of great local bands from Richmond that came through too, and Harrisonburg is very sweet. Yeah. We had a great time.
A lot more debauchery this time.
Aside from playing Mac Rock, you'd also put out an album previously, working on some new recordings. Is there anything exciting that we can expect from, I don't know, possible release coming up?
Yeah, well, we just put out a new single last week, Down in the Dirt, which is a fun, just like fiery, dancey little punk song. And that's part of a batch that we recorded that we're going to slowly release them as singles. So we've got three more songs already recorded and ready to go.
We recorded those songs at this place in Richmond called The Ward with Ricky Olson, who records a lot of bands there of, you know, lots of mixtures. He's done a lot of metal and hardcore, but he's also done bands that have a lot of horns and indie rock and stuff like that, too. So he's pretty versatile.
Yeah. Great experience. Ricky's the dude.
Yeah, we were lucky, too, just because Levi Douthat, who recorded our album, was there. So we got to have this kind of through line between the album recording, these new singles that we're doing.
Yeah.
Y'all want to play Down in the Dirt for us while we've got you here?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
Awesome. Let's check it out. It's Strawberry Moon with Down in the Dirt on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I saved you all, and now I'm through.
Midnight Zoo. My wings are tired and my back hurts. My wings are tired and my back hurts. The world is over. Down in that dirt. My wings are tired and my back hurts.
That's Strawberry Moon live here in the Rock Kids studio with Down in the Dirt, hanging out with the whole band. Again, thank you guys coming out, spending some time with us. If you're just joining us, I've got Katie, Gray, TJ, and Liam of the band. That one y'all had just recorded. You'd mentioned some other songs that y'all had worked on. Are there any other ones from that session that you might want to play while we've got you in the studio?
Yeah, we'll play two more of our new songs. It's Not About Me and Craigslist Misconnections.
All right. Any preference on which one you'd want to play next?
We can do It's Not About Me.
All right. Let's check it out. Strawberry Moon with It's Not About Me on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local.
Do you want to? Okay.
I want to come home from the party. Skip the alterations of what I've said. I wanna feel security like a blanket around my brain. What's it like to be so comfortable meeting strangers and feel that bored? Was I awkward? Did I talk too loud? Or did I say something wrong? Or maybe you've got your own self. Maybe it's not about me. Maybe you've got your own faults. It's not about me. It's not about me. I wanna send you a double text. Once I added my triple draft, I saw you type for an eternity and then you stop just like that. I ask about you because I care. I wish you'd do the same. Are you busy? About me, it's not about me. Oh. I let my confidence fall right out my mouth and bottle onto the floor. Let's look for common ground, and I see you're not around, so I will go. I want more. Cause maybe you've got your own self. Maybe it's not about me. Maybe you've got your own fault. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's
Really digging that one. Appreciate you playing it here. If you're just tuning in, that's It's Not About Me with Strawberry Moon. You want to expand on that song just a little bit?
Well, Liam came up with that guitar riff, and we basically just built it from there. It's really fun writing songs with them because we've pretty much each come up with ideas separately, and so I feel like it's really added to the diversity of our set since we all have such different musical backgrounds. And so, yeah, he came up with that guitar riff, and I wrote some lyrics about social anxiety and feeling nervous. And yeah, I really like the song, though. It turned out to be very groovy.
I came up with that guitar riff in high school, so
oh.
It was really exciting to finally get to bust that one. That just shows my songwriting process.
It always feels good when you can, like, finally take something that you've been sitting on for so long.
Absolutely.
And actually, the first song that we did, too, was cool because TJ was working on, like, hardcore riffs and stuff and kind of riffed off of, like, a very, like, Minor Threat-esque.
Yeah, for Down in the Dirt.
Yeah, and then I just kind of redid the rhythm so it worked more, like, in for this setting. And, yeah, it just felt really good.
Yeah.
A lot of versatility to the rhythm section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys got a good vibe going.
And then I come in and ruin it.
We try to lock in.
Well, we'll have a little bit more of a peek at some of the new music that Strawberry Moon's working on after a short break, so keep it here. Thanks for hanging out.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support today is coming from Lucky Blues on the Downtown Mall, an old-school neighborhood bar famous for drinks, music, and their signature cheesesteaks. Lucky Blues serves dinner Monday through Saturday, 5 until 10, with late-night burritos available, as well as quick casual lunch fare weekdays 11 till 3. Online ordering is available at luckybluesbar.com with delivery through Grubhub. The place to hang out on the west end of the Downtown Mall, it's Lucky Blues Bar.
Back here in the studio, I'm Eric Law for Live and Local, hanging out with Strawberry Moon here. And again, I can't let you all know how much I appreciate you coming from Richmond to come spend some time with us in our little tiny radio station to play some music really loud and have a good time. I hope you're having a good time, at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great
it's
time.
It's very cozy.
Coziness aside, you'd mentioned during the break that you're working on the upcoming Shaco sessions.
Mm-hmm. July 11th, we are going to be performing on the Shaco sessions in Richmond, which Liam was saying is kind of like mini local KEXP. And yeah, it'll be like a studio setting, and we're going to play for like an hour or so, pretty much every single song that we know.
And it'll be like filmed live, and you can buy tickets, I guess, to like tap into it live.
Yeah, I think tapping in live is free, and then there'll be like 15 seats there if anybody wants to come in person. So if anybody in Charlottesville wants to log on in.
If you drive all the way from Charlottesville, I'll personally kiss you on the mouth.
And if you miss the live streaming of it, it'll be posted on their YouTube page, so you can always go check back at it later.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be playing some songs off the record that we released last year, Habitual Creatures, that I do not think we've ever played live. So,
just one song, really.
Yeah.
Outshine everything. We've been holding off for the right moment, but I think it'll sound really good at this setting.
Every time my mom
is coming from Seattle, and this is the first time she's ever seen me play, so I'm really excited. It's going to be really fun.
We love moms, especially Katie's.
Strawberry moms.
All right, so if you're a mom looking to go check out some music, mark your calendar, July 11th. And if you're coming from Charlottesville, you can cash in on that kiss from Liam if you feel like it. That's up to you.
Especially all those moms out there.
Yeah, if any moms out there, you get as many kisses as you want.
Well, before the break, we were talking about the the new recordings that y'all had been working on. Is there another one that you'd want to play for us while we've got you for, you know, a little sneak peek of what you've been working on?
Yeah, we re-recorded a song that I put out on my solo album that came out like 5 years ago, Dust Bath. And it's Craigslist Misconnections, and we have re-recorded it, and it's very beefy and loud and crunchy, and it sounds so good now. We'll play it for y'all.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Strawberry Moon with Craigslist Misconnections here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Really digging the sound on that one. Some pretty cool guitar tone. Definitely a lot beefier. Just a good song. Just a good song overall. So that one's not out yet, though.
There's like an old version that's out, but we haven't released that yet. Something to look forward to. We're trying to be a little strategic with our next releases because we've gained a little bit of traction this past year. So we're trying to roll with that and be smart about it. So yeah, probably like later this summer or in the fall.
Well, hopefully the people listening will like some social media that you can plug before and after the show and catch it once it drops.
Absolutely.
So recording aside, you'd also mentioned some touring that y'all were working on.
Yeah. We've been wanting to tour for a while. We had one organized last summer with our friends in the band Gnawing in Richmond, and it ended up getting canceled because of dumb COVID. And yeah, now we've made our own. We're going to go by ourselves, and it's going to be Labor Day weekend. We made a little mini tour going to DC and then Philly, New York, and then Baltimore. And it's all fleshed out. I'm really excited. It's going to be really fun.
Sweet. Any places that you're looking forward to most to play on tour?
We booked a show at Ortlieb's in Philly, which I've heard is like a really cool venue and has been around for a long time. So I'm really excited about that. And then Gray had some buddies up in New York that got us a venue in Brooklyn at the Broadway with his friends.
Yeah, that should be really sick. I always love being up in New York, and yeah, got a lot of good friends up there, so excited to be up there.
I'm really excited to play in D.C. personally, just because I grew up outside of D.C., but never got the chance to play there, and we're playing at The Runaway, and the band Coke Bust is playing there not long before us, and that's just pretty neat D.C. lineage, so plus we get to sleep in my mom's house, which is really cool.
Yeah, shout out to Coke Bust, classic D.C. hardcore. They're amazing.
Yeah.
The only time I ever saw him, I got kicked in the face.
There you go.
It was memorable. Yeah. Well, not getting kicked in the face tonight, which is awesome, but Coke Bust is definitely great. Little different style, Strawberry Moon and Coke Bust, but, you know, it's good to have some influences and appreciate some awesome bands.
Yeah. And we also love a mixed bill. We love, like, organizing shows. Not that we're organizing a show with them, but we love organizing shows with just, like, different genres so that there's something for everybody and more people come out, and I don't know, it's just exciting and helps uplift the scene, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're slowly seeing the death of genre. It's like the lines have just become blurred on that. You know, you got so many different things mixing together at this point. Are there any other songs that you might want to play that you would play while on the mixed bill?
Yeah, totally. Our song Control that we released first off of the album Habitual Creatures is very groovy, and I feel like it kind of starts very groovy and then it turns very fuzzy, and so I feel like it is a nice like in between like punk and indie rock.
It has a nice little, I don't know, if you could kind of post-punk vibe, I get with it when we play it.
Yeah, the whole like quiet loud thing, except the quiet part's a lot more like dancey and stuff, so it's definitely one of the more fun songs we have to play.
Yeah, Gray's got a very groovy bass line.
Pixies Joy Division kind of thing?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right. Oh, I'm all about that. I'm stoked to check it out. Well, yeah, if y'all want to play it, it's Strawberry Moon with Control here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Thank you. up with the blame. There's gotta be more than hidden yourself till you die. Enough with the blame. There's gotta be more than hidden yourself till you die. Enough with the blame. Enough with the blame. Enough with the blame. Enough with the blame.
So that one is really cool. If I was a little more free with my speech, might get us in trouble on how cool that one is, but really like it. Do you guys want to talk about that one a little bit more?
I feel like that song was one that we wrote like right after kind of coming out of lockdown, when we were like having our first kind of initial practices back together. And that, to me, Control really felt like it kind of like opened the floodgates in terms of like writing as a band and like finding our sound. Previously, we were doing like a lot of like Katie's like older songs and like adapting them and stuff, but that was like, to me, kind of like one of our first like big like collaborative moments.
I think that was the first song we wrote all together.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet, sweet moment.
Special place in the heart.
It like introduced this formula that we've been kind of running with a lot, where one of us will introduce like a riff or, you know, just like something kind of small, and then we build it out. But it's fun because I think that one, Katie showed up with the riff and it was a little slower and a little bit different, and then Gray just threw some real groove into it, and then that it really just kind of popped off from there, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Wait, you don't like my riff?
I love your riff.
No, I love your riff.
Your riff is the bedrock.
Behind the scenes here at Rockets.
Just colored in the lines.
Yeah, well, Liam added some really like twinkly guitar to that too, which is lovely. And then it also gets really beefy, which is so fun.
We love beef.
And a lot of yelling.
You a Dinosaur Jr. fan at all?
I really love Dinosaur Jr. We're working on some stuff now that we're kind of fleshing out. That it's some riffs that TJ was throwing around, but it's got like some sort of Dinosaur Jr. vibes, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm always thinking like Wipers and early My Bloody Valentine and Dinosaur Jr. is kind of the stuff I've been like thinking about right now when I've been trying to bring some skeletons to the band so we can actually build out some songs.
Yeah. And Stereolab, right?
Oh yeah, Stereolab.
The polite French shoegaze.
Yeah. I've been saying it. Polite French shoegaze.
Yeah, I always love it when somebody mentions Wipers.
Yeah.
So good. Well, I'm really excited to see what all you have in store. Before we get into some more music, though, just going to take a quick break. We'll have more Strawberry Moon on the other side, but thanks for sticking around.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the Downtown Mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the Downtown Mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. I'm Eric Law, host of Live and Local. and hanging out with Strawberry Moon. If you're just joining us, would you guys be so kind to just introduce yourselves for those that are just tuning in?
Yep, I'm Katie.
I'm Gray.
My name's TJ.
And I'm Liam.
And they all play music, which is really cool. If you didn't get to catch the first part of that, that's your loss, but you can check it out later once we upload the show for the podcast, and we'll have more on that later in the show. You'd mentioned before the break how working on Control, it's kind of like the first foot forward on the progress of writing with the band. When and how did kind of everybody come on board?
Well, I played by myself for about 3 years, and then right before the pandemic, I had reached out to, well, Liam is my boyfriend, and so I had talked to him about joining the band.
Sorry to all the moms out there.
They're going to be disappointed now.
He's taken.
No moms are going to come to our show.
And then Gray had been... we'd been playing some shows together in Richmond, and he had a local singer-songwriter showcase at the Camel that he booked me for a couple times, and we had been just running into each other around town, becoming friends, and he expressed interest in playing bass in Smoon, and we figured out
that we share a birthday.
Really into that.
Yeah.
Yes, and we both share a birthday on June 2nd, so it was meant to be.
And then we were like... trying to find a drummer, and TJ and I had known each other from the music scene from a long time ago, and Katie and I were brainstorming drummers, and she was like, well, you know, I think we could probably talk to TJ, and then we're like, well, you know, TJ's in a lot of hardcore bands and stuff, and then the first time Katie brought it up, he was like, I love indie music.
Yeah, I think we ran into each other at Aldi, and then maybe 2 weeks later, Katie reached out, and then we set up a practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then before the pandemic, TJ was like, I'm in so many bands, I might not be able to do this. And then the pandemic happened, and a lot of that responsibility is dropped off for you. And now, luckily, he's still in the band.
Yep. I love it.
Shout out to TJ's other bands, but TJ and Gray's other bands.
Yes, Gray's in another great band called Deli Kings, and LJ and the Sleaze, and TJ's in the band Sweeties. Is that it right now?
For right now, I'm working on another one, but Sweeties, yes.
Yes, lots of collaboration.
Working on quitting this band. So.
Oh.
Oh, that's a curveball.
We gotta talk.
We're gonna edit that out.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. The one and only interview. Before you, air quotes here, break up. You guys want to play some more music potentially before we get some fallout on that? Or
yes,
I'll get this out of the way.
Let's play our first song on the album, Habitual Creatures. We're gonna play Magnolia Trees, which is our New Order inspired song.
Sweet. Strawberry Moon, Magnolia Trees here on Rock Hits 92.3, Alive and Local. We'll be right back.
look at these magnolia trees. I am and see everything. Take a look around and call for you. You can use my eyes if you want to. Take a look around, take a look around, take a look around. Look at these magnolia trees. I am and see everything. Look at these magnolia trees. Oh.
All right, Strawberry Moon, Magnolia Trees. That one, another one starts out a little on the quieter side, gets a little bit louder. Kind of digging that dynamic.
Yeah.
Kind of enjoying that dynamic. With that one, some interesting lyricism. Is there any substance behind that that you'd want to kind of dive into? Or is that a little raw?
Yeah, I wrote that as a love song for Liam, like when we first started dating. And yeah, it was basically just me talking about feeling comfortable finally. And I was involving my favorite flowers, the magnolias, because it was springtime and just feeling good. That's pretty much it.
I used to watch Katie perform that one solo, and I have a distinct memory of seeing her at Strange Matter in Richmond opening for the band The Shondas, and I was like, I gotta join her band.
So what I'm hearing is you're not gonna quit.
I said I gotta join the band, but I didn't say I wouldn't quit the band.
okay. Well, we'll...
Eric,
we'll keep
you
an
still
eye
play
on
guitar?
That one. Oh, that's a drive, but we'll talk later. I can't play any of the ones, but if you guys want to play another one potentially, while Liam's still here.
Got a couple left in the tank, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, I think we'll play You're So Loud next.
That's a good one. We actually have that one in rotation here on the station.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now we get to check out a live version, which I'm stoked for, because that guitar tone on the last one sounded really good.
Thank you.
All right. Let's check it out. It's You're So Loud, Strawberry Moon. You're on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Walking there feels like such a chore. Sunscreen sticky on my skin. I remember the days when you wanted me more. Now I'm reeling myself in. Can I draw? Staring up at me, looking round. They're gonna stare down all my woes.
I'm exposed, eyes on the ground. I hear you. You're so loud. Even if you whisper, I'd still look around. Talent for everything. My words, they can't compare. I'll just be over you trying. Who even cares? I hear you. You're so.
Smoon or Strawberry Moon, as the kids are saying. That's you're so loud.
They won't stop saying it. It's crazy.
Definitely a cool song. I'm liking the tone on the guitar. Really big on the pedals. I don't know what you're using, but
I can give you a rundown if you want.
Hey, go ahead. I'm sure if there's some gearheads listening, we can geek out.
Love talking gear. I use a JHS Peel compressor that has an overdrive built into it. So that's my main clean tone, just because I really like having... That's the Jay Mathias Dinosaur Jr. thing, is even when he's playing clean, there's always a little bit of like grit to it. I love gear so much.
Well, I got to ask, Ray, any pedals that you really like to play with in this band?
I don't really use pedals for bass tone. I just like to go like pure, kind of like turn down the mids and boost the high for some attack and keep that low end nice, round, and warm. Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, if it's the right genre, I don't really go for like fuzzed out like bass a whole lot.
And TJ, you got the kick pedal.
Yeah, I don't know anything about drums really. I kind of play them and buy middle of the road stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
That's the important part.
It's not about the gears, but how you play it. Man.
Tones in the fingers. We were discussing that earlier.
Well, yeah, definitely some sick tones. If there's another song that you might be able to play with some sick tones while we got the gear set up.
Yes. We got one more.
We got one more song, Anxiety in the Grocery Store.
I can only guess what that's about.
It's pretty clear.
It's about high school.
Anyone who's felt stressed out in the cheese aisle, man.
It's true. I've worked in a lot of grocery stores.
That's actually my safe place. You know,
the cheese aisle. Yeah.
Keep it Gouda. It's Strawberry Moon or Smoon, as the kids are saying, with Anxiety in the Grocery Store on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
I can't do one day more.
just push me aside. Oh, let's make each other feel good again. We've got to begin again. If this is possible, what a troll I have to leave my bed. Anxiety in the grocery store. Anxiety in the grocery store. Anxiety in the grocery store. I have to leave my bed. Just take a step. Take a small step. What if we freeze up? Just push me aside. No one will know. No one will ever know. Not if we close our eyes. Just push me.
Strawberry Moon here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Some great lyricism on that one. I can relate,
yeah.
Like, legitimately.
Can we all?
Liam does all our grocery shopping.
It's true. I've worked at multiple grocery stores now. The cheese aisle's not my safe space. I actually had to clean up somebody's mess one time in the cheese aisle, which was...
Oh, what kind of mess?
You know what?
Cheese
mess. You have anxiety for a different reason than the grocery store.
I have PTSD from the grocery store.
Well, we're starting to get to the portion of the show where you guys can break out some catalog tracks, stuff that you've got recorded, want to share with the audience. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to share with the people tuning in?
Yeah, we'd like to showcase two of our songs, You, Me, and Mystery, and also Grew This Way. They're kind of two of our, like, dancier, twinkly songs.
Is there one in particular you'd want to start off with? You feel like there's a better order?
Yeah, let's do Grew This Way first.
All right. It's Strawberry Moon with Grew This Way on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Hey!
That Strawberry Moon song grew this way on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And is that one off of the previous album?
Yes, it is.
And what's the album called?
Habitual Creatures.
And where can people find it?
On Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, cassettes at our shows.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yeah, gotta support on Bandcamp if you're listening and want to help them out. Download it on Friday, Bandcamp Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, support local musicians. You've got another song, You, Me, and Mystery, that y'all want to share with the audience. Is there any story behind that one you'd like to share?
That's one that I would do by myself with my loop pedal, and we turned it into a really sweet song altogether. It's kind of just like another love song, just about feeling optimistic for the future and...
Well, it's Strawberry Moon with You, Me, and Mystery on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local. That's Strawberry Moon with You, Me, and Mystery here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. If you're just tuning in, that's a little bit of a bummer. You missed some pretty good music, but you can catch it on the Rock Hits website. We'll have it uploaded as a podcast at 923xrk.org. You can catch that later. And Strawberry Moon has some awesome music online. While we've got you, if you want to shine the local spotlight on any artists in particular with some songs that you'd want to get out, get the word out.
Yeah. We would love to start with Adventures of Bad Gravity by Destructo Disc from Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Let's check them out. It's Destructo Disc with Adventures of Bad Gravity on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Right before your open eyes.
It's Destructo Disc from RVA with Adventures of Bad Gravity and Strawberry Moon doing some local picks and wrapping up the show. While we've got you, where can people find you? How can they support you? What do you got coming up? And how can they show Smoon some love?
Well, we're on Instagram at StrawberryMoon666 and Facebook at Strawberry Moon. We're on all streaming services and Bandcamp. And our next shows coming up are going to be that July 11th Shaco Sessions show, where there's going to be a live stream and a few seats available. And then we got another show to announce in July in Richmond for those who are around.
And what label are you on, and how can people find them?
We are on Sockhead Records, and that band that we played, Destructo Disc, runs that label, and they are amazing. They're doing a great job supporting us and a lot of other bands, too. And they are also on Instagram at Sockhead Records, and I'm sure Facebook as well.
Awesome. Well, Katie, Ray, TJ, Liam, thank you guys so much for coming out. Moms, mark your calendars. Don't forget. And we'll be back next month with another episode of Live and Local. We've got Skyrocket Down coming into the studio, so keep it here. We got more music in just a bit with Search and Destroy. Get some ska, punk, hardcore, and more in for your weekend. But thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.